You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hello and welcome back, beautiful listeners. This is Third Eye Talks. I am your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose, coming off of Memorial Day weekend, which is so relaxing and so amazing. And also coming off of the Your Moon, Your Mom webinar, which was so much fun. For those of you who are interested in catching the replay, if you are a part of the Change Master Society, you can go ahead and catch the replay inside of the member portal. And for those of you who are not Change Masters members yet, well, there's still a chance to join. Come in and join us inside of the Change Masters Society. We are discovering so many incredible things about ourselves, and really, it's just going to grow into a beautiful membership. The more and more that we dig into it, the more webinars we have, the more meetings. And we are actually launching our very first challenge, which is going to be, it's called the Summer of Intuition. And it's going to be a 5-week journey throughout the summer months here in the US. And what we are going to do is, throughout those 5 weeks, I'm going to be doing a variety of webinars, a variety of worksheets, workbooks, journal prompts. I'm going to lead the group through those 5 weeks. And the purpose of it is to go ahead and follow our intuition without judging ourselves to see where it takes us. So I'm very excited about launching that challenge. If you are interested in joining, go to believeitlifecoaching.com, or you can reach out to me via email, info@believeitlifecoaching.com. Go and check out Change Masters, because the Summer of Intuition program is going to be reduced or free depending on your membership in Change Masters. So go ahead and join us. So today is really all about the best use of these negative emotions, in particular anger and frustration. So this topic came up today came to mind today when I thought about recording this episode, because I went to my youngest son's graduation, kindergarten graduation, this week. And I went ahead, I got there on time. I made sure that I was gonna get to the school on time to be able to get a good seat. I checked in, I did all of my due diligence to be there on time. And then I got in line. There was a very short line when I got there. And then people just started coming in like crazy people, late, tardy. And as they checked in, they went ahead and started standing at the very front of the entrance to the place where the graduation was going to be. And I was so frustrated by that. And what I've learned about the journey of spirituality, the journey of ourselves, of understanding ourselves, is that any and all emotion is an opportunity to uncover new parts of who we are, new parts of ourselves, and to uncover things that we would not otherwise uncover were not for those feelings or those emotions. So, you know, people kind of cutting lines and just jumping ahead or being inconsiderate to others is something that really gets on my nerves. And so today I was reminded of that. And as I sat there, I thought, why is this making me so upset? It's not that serious, right? At the end of the day, it's not that serious. And I came to that conclusion about 5 minutes later. But for those couple of minutes that I was upset about all these people who didn't plan, who didn't care, who just came in late and went to the front of the line and skipped all of the people who were there on time, I discovered and remembered that there are really three key reasons. Well, there are plenty, but for the purposes of Third Eye Talks and the fact that it's short, I'm going to go through just what I believe to be the top three reasons why we experience these emotions, these quote unquote negative. They're not negative, but you know, they're known as negative, in particular anger and frustration. So what are some of the reasons that, or how do, what are some of the things that we can use that energy for? Well, number one is the discovery of ourselves and any part within us that is unhealed, right? So anytime we feel anger or frustration, it's a beautiful opportunity to go within and ask yourself, why does this bother me? Why is this conjuring up this emotion in me? What is it about? Because these people don't know that they're making you angry, right? Like me, those people were unaware that they were making me upset. I didn't say anything. And so why was it upsetting me, right? That was the very first thing that I asked myself. As soon as I realized I was having that frustration, I said, why is this upsetting to me? What is here? What is unhealed in me, or what is frustrating me here? It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really ask yourself, what is happening within me? And it allows you to discover a new layer of yourself. Okay. So anytime you feel yourself going to that place of anger, frustration, upset, just, you know, explosive emotions, ask yourself, what is it about this? Okay. The second great thing that you can do with emotions like anger and frustration is to establish boundaries, right? And to ask yourself, what are some of the boundaries that I can establish here? Or what are some of the boundaries that should be established here? What are some of the things that I should be saying here, right? What are some of the things that I should allow myself to put boundaries around? Okay. Anytime we feel anger in particular, it's a really, really great opportunity to ask ourselves, what boundary did I not put in place? And how do I establish that boundary? Right? How do I begin to establish that boundary? Because anger is simply, it's an emotion that really speaks to when we feel that our boundaries have been violated, right? Disrespect is one of those as well. When you feel disrespected, it's because there is something around the topic of boundaries that you haven't resolved. You have a difficult time establishing boundaries. And therefore, when you feel that emotion come up, one of the great things that you can do with it is to ask yourself, where did I lack a boundary here? Or where was a boundary that I did establish crossed? And how did I not enforce it? Okay. Or how can I enforce it in the future? And then finally, I think that any negative emotion is a great opportunity to discover our own desires and to accept our duality. Right. So I used to, and I think many of us can relate, especially the further along we are in our spiritual journey. When you initially start the journey of spirituality, you're like all peace, all love, good vibes only, right? Everything. I'm supposed to always feel this sense of, you know, happiness and joy because I'm in tune with my spirituality. And nothing could be further from the truth. Okay. Spirituality is, or traveling the journey of spirituality is really about an acceptance of your complete self, of your full duality. Okay. Of all of the beautiful love, patience, nurturing, whatever your best qualities are that you can give, as well as the acceptance of all that comes with that, that is traditionally known as negative, but again, it's not negative. It's just emotions, right? So your anger, your frustration, your annoyance, your impatience, whatever those things are, I think that whenever we feel them, it's a It's a way of deepening our spirituality. It's a way of accepting our duality and of accepting that we are not always in a positive, good vibes only emotional state. No, sometimes we are mad, okay? And sometimes we are angry and sometimes we are frustrated. And that is normal and that is beautiful. And that is acceptance of the full picture of who we really are. So I think if you are in a position at any point, like I was today, totally frustrated, I think that it's a beautiful time to say, you know what, that did upset me. And I do believe that I had a right to be upset. And I accept that. And I accept that emotion and I understand it. And I'm going to allow myself to feel it. And I'm going to allow myself to give it room to be, because it is an acceptance of my duality. It's an acceptance of who I am. And there is nothing greater in the journey of spirituality. There is no greater mission than accepting yourself with unconditional love, of seeing yourself as a being who is worthy of love completely as you are. Okay. I hope this episode has helped you. And I hope that you go ahead and alchemize and use some of those negative emotions that you may be feeling and incorporate them into your practice, that you question why you feel it, that you understand why you feel it, and that finally that you accept what you feel, that you give it room to exist. Okay. I will see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Remember to go and check out the Summer of Intuition. We're going to be doing incredible work in there. Check out the Change Master Society and join me for the Summer of Intuition Challenge. I would love to see you in there. BelieveItLifeCoaching.com, or you can email me info@BelieveItLifeCoaching.com. I'll see you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information, BelieveItLifeCoaching.com.